Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I thank you for joining me. If you're a new listener, we are heard on this station every day, Monday through Friday at the same time, and we pray that you are blessed. We have been sharing most recently on the general subject of praise and worship. And you might think, well, why is that so important? Why do we have to spend a great deal of time? It's pretty self-evident what it is. But beloved, it is a vast subject. The Word of God has so much to say about it. And also, when we consider our time on earth, when it ends, not only should we be praising here, it's a rehearsal, but we will be spending eternity in God's presence, and praise and worship will be as natural as breathing. It'll occupy a great part of our eternal experience. And it's in His presence is fullness of joy. At His right hand there are pleasures forevermore. And so one of the reasons it's so important to look at the various aspects of praise and worship is that affects other areas of our Christian walk as well, not just our understanding of praise and worship. There are sometimes external factors as well as internal factors that will affect our ability, or can affect, I should say, our ability to praise God. And as we will go on in the scriptures, as I continue on in this teaching, we'll be able to gain an understanding that we have dominion over our soul. So this will help us bring victory in this area also. Now, we began one aspect of worship. I mean, you can glorify God in your body and also through, you know, lifting up at the hands, being prostrate before the Lord. But we are looking at the ability and the importance of glorifying God with our souls. And as I was preparing this message, I looked at the many scriptures that refer to the soul, and the Holy Spirit quickened to my heart some general themes or patterns of thought that I'd like to share with you. And I was able to put together five of them. And so the first one I shared on our last broadcast was a longing of the soul for God. It's a reaching out to the Lord. We know the gospel tells us in Matthew 22 and 37, the first and greatest commandment of all is that we should love the Lord our God with all of our heart, with all of our soul, and with all of our mind. And there are exquisite poetic metaphors, especially in Psalms, describing the longing of the soul after God. Just a couple of scriptures that express the soul's longing after God. Yeah, Psalm 84 and 2, my soul longeth, yea, even fainteth for the courts of the Lord. My heart and my flesh crieth out for the living God. And then a beautiful passage in Isaiah 26 and 8, yea, in the way of thy judgments, O Lord, have we waited for thee. The desire of our soul is to thy name and to the remembrance of thee. Praise God. So a longing for God is the first attitude, if you will, godly attitudes that we have in reference to our souls. And secondly, and I'm sharing a lot of scripture that qualify or identify and back up this belief, you know, is a prayer and petition to God. For example, Psalm 25 and 20 says, O keep my soul and deliver me. Let me not be ashamed, for I put my trust in thee. And then in Psalm 116 and 4, "Then called I upon the name of the Lord, O Lord, I beseech thee, deliver my soul." Psalm 119 and 175 declares, "Let my soul live, and it shall praise thee, and let thy judgments help me." And Psalm 143 and 11 declares, "Quicken me, O Lord, for thy name's sake, for thy righteousness' sake, bring my soul out of trouble." So in these few verses, it talks, the psalmist, the person, is crying out in petition and prayer to God for help and deliverance. All right, a thirdly attitude is a recognition and acknowledgement of God's power. This is very important. This is where our faith comes in. We must recognize, we must acknowledge God has the power, has the desire to heal, to restore, and to deliver. When we accept Jesus, our spirits are born again. We're made whole, our spirits, at salvation. We who were dead in trespasses and sin, that's our spirit, our inner man, were made alive in Christ at the time of the new birth. But in the area of our soul, and if you walk with the Lord any length of time, I'm sure you can validate there is an ongoing, continuing work of the Holy Spirit to bring us into wholeness in this area. The Psalms express this, that beautiful shepherd psalm, Psalm 23 and 3. David said this, "He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake." And Psalm 19 and 7 says, "The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul." And then Psalm 138 and 3 says, "In the day when I cried, thou answeredest me and strengthened me with strength in my soul." A few more scriptures. Lamentations 3:24, "The Lord is my portion, saith my soul. Therefore I will hope in him." Psalm 97 and 10, "Ye that love the Lord hate evil. He preserveth the souls of his saints. He delivereth them out of the hand of the wicked." And Psalm 94 and 19, "In the multitude of my thoughts within me, thy comforts delight my soul." All right, I've shared three attitudes. The fourth one is waiting on the Lord, which is maybe not the easiest thing to do, but it's a very necessary part of our walk with God. Psalm 33 and 20 says, "My soul waiteth for the Lord. He is our help and our shield." And Psalm 130 and 5, "My soul waiteth for the Lord more than they that watch for the morning." I say, more than they that watch for the morning. I was just thinking, years and years ago, before I was saved, I had an experience of being lost in the woods, and I couldn't go anywhere. I had to wait till dawn, and it was very cold. It was the 4,300-foot level of the Sierra Nevada, the end of October. It was very cold, and all I did that entire night, couldn't sleep, did jumping jacks to keep warm, was to wait for the morning. Obviously, I got back okay. And then fifthly, the fifth godly attitude I'd like to share with you is receiving in faith. And what does that imply? That implies we are going to receive in faith the help and the ministry or the provision, whatever we need, from the Lord. It is God's will to meet all of our needs according to his riches and glory. That's New Testament promise. And Jeremiah 31:12-14 says, and this is the Lord speaking of the redemption of Jacob, "Their soul shall be as a watered garden, and they shall not sorrow any more. I will satiate," or satisfy, "the soul of the priests with fatness." Jeremiah 31 and 25 declares, "For I have satisfied the weary soul, and I have replenished every sorrowful soul." These are some great scripture promises. You might want to jot them down if you can identify with any of these situations. Proverbs 10 and 3 says, The Lord will not suffer the soul of the righteous to famish, but he casteth away the substance of the wicked. Another scripture, bring my soul out of prison, that I may praise thy name. The righteous shall compass me about, for thou shalt deal bountifully with me. That's Psalm 142 and 7. And you might say, well, all this is very nice, Sister Glass, but what does this have to do with praise and worship? Well, beloved, absolutely everything. In order to praise God effectively with our souls, and that's what we're talking about, we talked, you know, a few weeks back about our spirit praising God, worshiping in spirit and truth. But we have to know what the soul is, what part of our makeup, and how the enemy fights in this area. We must know what God expects and also what the Word has to say, how it provides for victory in this area. And why is this such a difficult area? Because in the area of our soul, we're dealing with our feelings, our emotions, our desires, and our will. And the battles on the level of our soul consists of two kinds. There's the ones that are recognizable, concrete feelings such as anger, hurt, sorrow. And then there's those undefined, vague feelings you can't put your finger on. You're just not yourself, or you just don't feel good. Example, Psalm 42 and 5. The Word of God really covers everything. David calls out, why art thou disquieted, my soul? And why art thou disquieted in me? Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him for the help of his countenance. See, he didn't even know why he was down in the mully grubs, but he knew that he was going to trust in God, and God would be his help. Praise God. Well, my time has flown, and we will continue on this subject of glorifying God with our souls on tomorrow's broadcast. I thank you. Thank you for joining me. And if you have prayer needs, as always, I do invite you to write, share those needs. I alone read and answer the mail, and so many over the decades have been so blessed by what God had me share with them. So the announcer will give our contact information. If you email, you might wish to include your mailing address so I could respond personally, although I will confirm receipt and pray if you just send an email. I love you, and until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.